We're up to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the top. We're discussing the Yarden. Kivan Shenitpalu Raglei Kohanim B'mayim. We said that the Kohanim, this is one of the three places that the Kohanim carried the Aron to cross the Yarden. And when the Kohanim's, the feet touch the water, the Chozru HaMayim Lachareyim. So the water stopped flowing, and made way for Klal Yisrael to go through. Shneamar Kivo Nosei Ha'aron Not HaYarden VaYamdu HaMayim HaYordim Emala Komu Neid Echad. The water stopped flowing and piled up. The Kama Govan Shomayim, how high did it pile up? Shnei Mosor Mil. Keneged Machni Yisrael. The wall of water was 12 mil by 12 mil. Divrei Yehuda. Omer lo Rav Elezer, Rav Shimon, Lidvorecha Odom Kal, or Mayim Kalim. What's lighter, water or people? Have the Omer Mayim Kalim. Water is less dense than people. In Cain, Mayim Veshotin also, that the water immediately, as soon as they came out of the Yarden, so the water came back, so the water rushed down. If it was only that high, it rushed down and would have drowned them. Ela malamit shehoyu mayim god nigdoshim va'olim kifin agave kifin yesem ishlosh mios mil. Right, it was 300 mil high, and the Rav Maritzchia says a guzma. It means it was the water piled high, and it was not so wide, so it took a long time for all the water to come down until they were safely away from the Yarden. Ad Shiro also called Malchi Mizrach Umarev. It was so high that all of the kings east and west saw it. Shneamar Vayikishmo Kol Malchi Amori Asher Beivra Yarden Yoma V'Kol Malchi Aknani Asher Al Yom Es Asher Hovi Shasem Es Mei Hayarden Mipnei Bnei Yisrael Ad Avram Vayimas Lavavim V'Lo Yohav Em Od Ruach Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. That when they saw this, they melted. Their hearts melted with fear. The Af Rachav Azona Amr L'Shluchei Yoshua. Rachav also said to the Shluchim, to the two Meraglim of Yoshua, Ki Shomanu Es Asher Hovi Shashem Es MeYamsuf. Right, Uksiv Nishma V'Yimas L'Vadeinu V'Lokama Ol. We heard about Yamsuf, and then we heard about the Yarden too, and we didn't have any more courage. What? No, this question is, how did they all hear about it when it happened?
When they saw it, the whole Yarden.
Right.
They said the word Vayishma V'Yivu.
What's the lashon of Ayishma? And the Gemara is bringing a raya that they couldn't have all heard it at the same time when it happened. So it must be they actually saw it, right? So seeing is like hearing, shmiya, right? See Rashi. Rashi kivan shenitpalu b'svas midrachis b'knisasim l'tocho. As soon as the feet of the Kohanim touched the water on the east side, when they went in towards going over, the water stopped flowing. Didn't pass the Kohanim, it stopped there. And therefore, since it stopped, it started to pile up high. The Kohanim stayed there until everybody left, and then they went over the Yarden. Kama govan shalmayim goras yud beiz mil keneged machni Yisrael. Shoyu shnei mosor mil ashnei mosor mil. Machni Yisrael was 12 mil by 12 mil. Vehem avru kechani yosam rochav machaneim avru yachad kemoshehu rochav shnei mosor mil. And they traveled mamash in that formation. Nimsu shaloshov ba'avron ela mahala shnei mosor mil. So it only took the time for shnei mosor mil to pass by to go over the Yarden. Oshal orech machaneim at shalu achronim al shal sof hamachne connected govamai, and the water was as high as the people who were passing through. Have the omer mayim comes more so that can't be, because water is lighter than people. Lorutz min harim, it travels faster than people can. Vim ken kishamayim lo gavu el shnei masor mil the chazul imkomam nimsa shadayin lo hispiku lavor uboyin hamayim v'sholtfin olson. People didn't have a chance to cross as fast as the water came back tumbling down. Should have drowned them. Kifin almost, so it made it piled up high with one layer on top of another. The Ach Rochav Omra Lishlucha Yoshua Kodim Shaovru Asayardin Shal Kriyas Yamsuf Hoyo Mispach Dimadayin. Right, the Rochav said before they crossed the Yarden, before they went to what's it called, so they said they were already afraid what happened with Kriyas Yamsuf, and now they was doubly afraid because of what happened by the Yarden. Odom Biyarden Omra Lem Yoshua, no yar yet. Okay, Odom Biyarden Omer lohem Yoshua, u al ma'atem over masayardin. You should know why you're crossing the Yarden, on what condition. Amenasha torishu es yoshvei horis mitnechem. In order that you should conquer all the goyim there. Don't leave them around. Shenema vorashtem es kol yoshvei horis mitnechem. Im atamosim ke mutov. Vimla boin mayim v'sholtvin oseichem. And if not, the water will come and drown you. Right, you'll leave these goyim, and they'll have an influence on you. That's not the reason you're crossing the Yarden, to live amongst these goyim. You want it that to destroy them. My oseichem, osi v'eshem, it'll destroy you and me. Odom b'Yarden, while they still were in the Yarden, Omer lem Yoshua, harimu lechem ish even achas al shichmo lemispar shiftei Yisrael. So the first thing they had to do was take stones from the Yarden and leave them in the Yarden by the as a memorial. They put these stones not under the water, but they were big stones, and they protruded up above the water, and there were 12 stones in the Yarden that when everybody went to the Yarden, they saw these 12 stones and remembered the fact that the Yarden split for them. Simon Labodim Shaovru Avos Asayardin. Odom Biyardin, then there was another 12 stones they took. Aside from the 12 stones that they took from the Yarden and left in the Yarden, they took another. Odom Biyardin, Omerlem Yoshua, Seulochem Mizem Mitocha Yardin, Mimatsav Ragle Kohanim. Take 12 stones from under the foothold of the Kohanim. Hachain Shtemes Reavonim, Vaavartem Osom Imochem, Vinachtem Osom Bemolon Asher Tolinu Bohalaylo. Those stones they took with them to Gilgal and kept them in the hotel where they stayed that night, and then they brought them to Har Evol and made a mizbeach on Har Evol and brought shlomim on that mizbeach. Yochel b'chol malon and malon. I think they had to take this to every hotel they went. Talmud Lomer Asher Tolino Bo'alayla. That night they brought it to their hotel. Amrav Yehud, and they wrote on those stones the Kol HaTorah Kula, or whatever they wrote. What's it called? All the mitzvahs, whatever. 70 lishonos. Rabbi Yehuda Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Lezer ben Masya, v'Chananya ben Chachinai, Omdu Aloson Avonim, v'Shiarum. They weighed those stones, and they figured out how much they weighed, right? Kol Achas v'Achas Shkula Karboim Saw. Each stone was 40 saw, the ones they took out of the Yarden. That means each of these 12 people carried a stone that was 40 saw in value. Urmire, we know that une midlid inish lekatfe tilt unto une have. A person, if he has to pick up a weight on himself, on his shoulders, so he can pick up only one third of what he can pick up if somebody else helps him put up on his shoulders. So that means these people, each one had to pick up the stone themselves. They were able to carry 40 saw, volume of 40 saw. That means if somebody else had helped them, they would have been able to put it on their shoulders, they would have been able to carry three times as much as that. That means they were strong people that could carry 120 saw volume rock. You can see from this how heavy the eshkol was that they carried when they brought back, the meraglim brought back the grapes. Shenemar, Vayisau, over there, they helped each other put it on their shoulder. Vayisau b'mot b'shnayim. They put it on a pole, two. So the Mara says, if it means imasha shenemar b'mot, in yodesha b'shnayim, if it means two people carry the pole, right, that's not necessary. Of course, always two people carry a pole. So it didn't mean one pole with two people. Matam v'lomra b'shnayim b'shnei motos. There were two poles. Omra b'yitzchok tortni v'turtni v'turtni. Right, there's three different pshatim, a lot of different pshatim, but three that we'll mention of what this means. Ha-ketzad, shmon and also eshkol. Eight people were needed to carry this cluster of grapes. Echod Nosa Rimon, one of them took a Rimon, the Echod Nosa Te'ena, and Yoshua v'Kalev lo Nosu Klum. So only 10 took the fruit. Yoshua and Kalev didn't take anything. Either because they were too choshev to take the fruit, right? Or because they thought the fruit, they brought it with a bad intention of saying that just like the fruit is ridiculously big, so too are the people. They are ridiculously big giants. So they brought it to scare the people, so Yoshua and Kalev didn't bring the fruit. What?
Maybe those two are the ones who loaded
them up. No, nobody loaded them up. They each loaded each other up, it says.
Maybe they were the two.
Yeah, okay. Morris says that one of the two reasons. But the only problem is that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to take the fruit. So you have to say that, no, that the Moshe Rabbeinu intended they should take it for a good purpose, and they intended it now to take it for a bad purpose. I have a different shot, but it's not for now. That there's no stira, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them to take the fruit down. He told them v'yischazak them. If you need chizuk, then take the fruit. So Yoshua and Kalev didn't need the chizuk, so they didn't take it. Masha'en came, they were chachoshev. Masha'en came, the other ones didn't need the chizuk, right? And they told them that that you have to take the fruit, you still need the chizuk, you were ba'oso eita. Oso eita doesn't mean that they were plotting to do bad, but they had a bad understanding of what the whole idea of Eretz Yisrael was, and therefore they needed that chizuk. And therefore Yoshua and Kalev told him, you have to take the fruit. And there's a medrash that says that they threatened them. Either you take it or we'll kill you, you kill us. So they forced them to take it, but they themselves didn't take it. Okay, in any case, Sirashi. Oldom b'yardein, omer lem Yoshua, dichidichsi v'akohanim nosi ha'oron omdim b'socha yardein, ad tom kol advorim asher tzivu Hashem es Yoshua l'daber la'on. The Kohanim stayed there, and the waters didn't recede until Yoshua finished telling them everything that Rabban Hashem told him to tell them. The Zeho Hadover, so what did he tell them? The Hochiksi b'Moshe, ki atem ovrim asayardin al Eretz Kanan, v'orashtem, kolomar, kishi yavru asayardin, hisna imoen amanas l'risha. You're only crossing the Yarden on condition that you're going to wipe out the people there. V'sholtin oseichem garsinim b'braisa. Harimu lachem oseichem. So what's the oseichem? Oseichem means osi the eschem, me and you. Harimu lachem, because you're going to be destroyed because you didn't do what you're supposed to do, and I'm destroyed because I'm responsible for you. Harimu lachem heim ho'avonim shehekimu tachas matzav raglei kohanim. One set of stones they left in the Yarden where the kohanim stood. L'zichron, for a remembrance, li'osim and l'bonim she'ovru avos as Yarden. This was a constant remembrance that they crossed the Yarden. Su'mi zem mitoch ha'yardin matzav. Then there was another 12 stones that they took out of the Yarden and built the mizbeach on Harevo. Heim shekimu b'harevo ubonu ha'mizbeach v'koflum v'kovum b'gilgal. And those are the ones that they plastered, wrote the Torah on it, and left them in Gilgal. When a person puts a load on his own shoulders, they nacher messiah, nobody else helps him. It's one third of the load that he could carry if somebody else helped him put it on his shoulders. Each one could have, if they had other people putting it on their shoulders for them, they could have carried a volume of 120 saw. The Eshkol took 8 people to carry, and they helped each other. So you imagine how much it weighed, that you need 8 people, right? And these people who were capable of each one, if somebody else helped them, carrying 120 saw. So here you needed 8 people. You can imagine how big that cluster of grapes was. The bottom poles help the top poles, meaning the five. You had 2 poles, 4 people carrying it, one on each end, side by side. Ushnei moto sacherim the arba b'nei adam nosim osam the heim balachso mitachas shnayim ho'elyonim. So some learn Rashi means balachso means they were on a diagonal, because the problem is that had, if they had four poles, right, that were like a square, two on the side and then two on the other side, and four people on the side, the grapes would just fall through the middle. So there had to be some way for the grapes to be held. So the Rashi, most people in Rashi, is that the two, that there were two poles on the side and then two poles diagonal, so they formed the place for the base of the grapes, right? They crossed in the middle like an X. So there were two poles and then there was an X in the middle and the grapes laid on that. Others say that the poles weren't like a square, but the middle poles were closer in. So the ends of the grapes were what's it called, resting on the ends of the middle poles that were going this way. Now, you have two poles here, then a pole here and a pole here, and the ends of the grapes overlap the what's it called, the middle poles. And there's a third sheet, the Tosfos says, that the Rach, that there was what's it called, a reshes between the two poles on the end were connected to like a screen. The grapes were on that. And these other tortinis were on the ends of all of those two poles. There were little poles on each one. A little pole on the end, and this end, and a little pole on this end, as this end. And each of those little poles had two places for people to carry. So you had eight people carrying it, and the only thing they were carrying was the two vertical poles. And the grapes were on a reshet. And in order though to carry that, those two poles, it wasn't enough to have four people. They needed eight people. So they had little poles on the end of the pole where two other people could carry aside from the ones that were the original carriers. So there's eight people carrying altogether.
Carmel 1 has a fourth sheet.
What? There's about 15 different sheets.
No, but Carmel 1.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The arba nosim osa, ushnei motos acherim the arba bnei adam nosim osa, the heim balachson mitachas shneim hoelyonim mot echad l'rosha echad mot echad l'rosha sheni v'holchim balachson, and those were on a diagonal. The Reb Yitzchok lav mikrosh mi'alei, he didn't learn this in the pasuk. Ela de pshitale de rimon uteina sogi bishnayim. It was enough, even if they were very big, one person could carry the rimon and the teina. So that left 10 more people. The Yoshua, the Kaliv, lo nosu klum. And he understood that Yoshua and Kaliv didn't take anything. So there were 8 people left to carry the grapes. Pashulu timyale eshko. The imlav medrash arishon hamlamdenu de lav mot echod ka'omar. Kro lo hayinu yodim lechavin shmona benayon maso. If it wouldn't be from the pasuk that mot bishnayim means two motos, I couldn't figure out how 8 people could carry one pole. Ela de shamina minei de shnei motos hayu, the osir of Yitzchok lashmaina de shnei masos hayu sham, the kol echot shnei motos, that there were two poles, what's it called, for each of the carryings. So really there were 4 poles. 2 poles and 2 poles under them. And if you have 4 poles, then you have 8 people. Because they now intended to bring a ridiculously large fruit to say just like the fruit is giant, so are the people.